Application review process. Applications are first reviewed by staff to confirm eligibility. Ineligible applicants are notified. Eligible applicants stay in the pool. Eligible applications are then reviewed by staff to confirm formula components are correct. Staff will contact applicants that need to correct or edit their submission if any problems are discovered. The applicant will be given a deadline to resubmit the corrected application. If the applicant fails to do so, the applicant will not be moved forward. Applications without issue and corrected applications will then be moved into formula consideration. The formula is applied to the applications remaining in the pool, and awards and/or funding amounts are finalized by Mass Cultural Council staff. Grant amounts and use of funds. The maximum grant amount and the minimum grant size needed to qualify for funding will be determined after the applications are submitted. Any caps or minimums that are set will be determined depending on the amount of funding available, the number of applicants to the pool, and the need to target funding to those most directly impacted by the operation of resort-style casinos. Not all eligible applicants are guaranteed funding. Grant funds must be spent on fees paid to touring shows or artists, which can include payments to the touring show/artist, including bonuses and percentages for in-person and/or virtual performances, housing costs for the touring show/artist for in-person performances, and travel costs for the touring show/artist for in-person performances. If the grantee is a nonprofit performing arts center, the grant will be made to the performing arts center with the following exceptions. In the case of fully cultural nonprofit performing arts centers with a nonprofit managing entity, the payment will be made to the organization responsible for paying the touring shows/artists, which is typically the managing entity. In the case of cultural affiliate performing arts centers, the payment can be made to the non-cultural parent organization, but the funds must be used to subsidize fees paid to touring shows or artists at the performing arts center. If the grantee is a municipally owned performing arts center, the grant will be made to the municipality that owns the performing arts center, with the requirement that the funds must be used to subsidize fees paid to touring shows or artists at the municipally owned performing arts center.